I wish to speak with the two of you a bit early this morning because I know that it is about time that you touch with the one, William. William should be far enough along by this time to understand that we are quite willing to bring forth help, let us say from the other side. And he will be much appreciative of this. Therefore, I would like for you to take a pen. I would like for you to write down just a few instructions so that when you are with Mr. Cudd, you can have the list available. Ask him, tell him specifically that we are now prepared, if he so requests, and you request of him that he request of us, that we would participate in assisting in closing some of these open-ended deals, as he refers to them. First of all, we need to know the names of those physical energies, the human body, what they are called upon your earth, and their approximate location. We need to know where these transactions are taking place in a general way, so that we can pour our energies into those situations. And those are basically the items which are required. And since you have those in your mind, it's sometimes difficult to remember these things when we rouse you from sleep. I would like to talk for a moment about the one, Wally McPherson. He is a gentle, gentle, beautiful light. And he is so eager to participate in our projects in any way in which he can. And you, dear ones, might forward this taping to him. He is still searching, as are all of you. We do not openly share information of another with our instruments unless those requests are made by the energy. And Wally has now questioned what might be his part, and has anything been given for him? To begin with, I believe it is our beloved brother Kilta who has intentions of working through this energy. You will note that in many of the cases of those who came into your dwelling in mid-August, came in pairs. There were some who did not, who were very experienced as instruments. Sister Thedra needs no supplemental energy. Gabriel Green needs no supplemental energy. He has them, albeit from the other side. But because there is an urgency, a crisis, it is far easier for two to begin to experience and open up than is it for one. And it matters not whether it be male or female or attached or disattached. I would like to expand briefly a little farther on the statement I made of yesterday that discussed a bit of the female energies. Expanding a bit on that, it is that we realize the earth is moving into a time where what would be classified as the feminine energy will be the predominant energy. That simply means that the more nurturing, gentle part of the male will be allowed to come forth. And the reason that one such as Wally McPherson and his friend Jim will be such an asset to our project is that they both have overcome I believe in earth terms you would call it the stigma, though that is not a good word in this instance. But they have each allowed the gentleness to come forth so that they might participate in meditations and becoming one with us in the outer dimensions. And since they have a close bonded friendship, they would be able to work very well with each other because there is trust. And that is what is required. It is so helpful to have two. One that can do what you do, Oberle, and that is line up the questions and ask them, which allows the other one to remain in a state of stillness. And as silly as they may feel doing such, I would suggest they get a Ouija board and make themselves a little pendulum. A little paper clip on a string is just fine. Program it, yes, clockwise. No, counterclockwise, and a simple pendulum swing can be nothing. Simply, I don't understand, or the question doesn't compute. Simply follow the instructions on the back of the Ouija board and do as Richard and Joyce have done. Begin to play. Simply play with it for a few days. And after a few days, each should prepare themselves with a pen and a paper and be prepared to write as the energies might come through. And after a few days of this, once the writing becomes fluent, take up their microphone and their tape recorder and move forward. You will see to it that they are made available of the meditation tape. Dorma thought she did the tape, you see. We're going to share that tape with many. The Ouija board is extremely helpful in the beginning because the energies have the ability to spell their name for you. It is a way to contact an energy so that there becomes recognition of the name. The name sometimes seems so strange that it is best you see it written, if possible. If they already have their guides, call upon them, just as Dormant called upon Aphis. And then they can be directed. But I do believe that it is our brother Kilta who intends to work through this one. Kilta is not of my location, and therefore I do not speak with certainty. They remain a bit concerned that they might be in an area that is not safe. And that is the true facts of it. It is not safe. But they are safe. They are not to be concerned with that. Brother Kilta, whoever is working with them, will make sure they are properly placed should anything occur. The links in this network are much too important for anything to happen of a negative nature to any of these ones. There are a few other minor points, simply questions that I have been picking up that I would discuss at another time. I wanted to touch with you prior to your touching with William Cudd. We need to move forward, and once we have the information, we can work more rapidly. I will stand by and monitor your phone call. Do you have further questions regarding that?
Not at this time. Does his request run through Dorma at this time?
No, that is not necessary. All he needs to do is respond to you, "Yes, I would like the help," would be sufficient.
Would it be sufficient for him to have the answers to those questions in his mind then, the location and names?
Yes. They should already be there.
I'm sure they are. Then if he requests, if he indicates a desire to have your assistance, we need take no further data from him. You can get it direct.
Yes, that's true.
Very good. I think I'm clear.
Then I'll take my leave briefly. And unless there are further questions, I will just take my leave.
We have no further questions at this time, and perhaps we can get back to you later.
There is nothing of an urgent nature. Things are quite orderly this day.
That's good news.
Yes, that is good news. The new plans are being put into action. We will proceed with our enlightenment program. And to do so, we need to get these funds rolling also.
By all means. Now, this has been most helpful, and we thank you.
You're most welcome. And at this time, I will take my leave. We will touch later. Salut. Oberly, Hatton here.
Thank you, Hatton. And greetings again this morning. I'm sorry for my dullness earlier.
Do not apologize. We roused you from sleep.
We most appreciate your coming again.
You will note you've lost all the energies in your room. They're here with us.
Well, how special. I was hoping you'd have enough chairs for them.
They are here as well as their commanders.
Well, then you have sensed our request.
It is a joyous time. Even the instrument has goose pimples. She does not get goose pimples easily. It is a most joyous occasion that we have come so far so quickly.
We sensed another source of great joy, and that in your words this morning seemed to indicate that some of the imminence of havoc was being reduced to the point where we could begin to make progress on these other projects. And in that, our real purpose in asking for this meeting would be to serve two purposes: to give us additional information, of course, and the second one, to give us additional practice in a more advanced way, so that we could begin to progress as rapidly as we're able. We have a number of small questions for you, but perhaps you'd prefer to lead off with some comments.
The comment that I would care to make about the status, the planetary situation, if you will, is that it remains essentially the same as of yesterday and the day before. We are maintaining some degree of stabilization. The major point that should be considered is that always we must strive to move forward. In your terms, you would call it as if there were no negative influences, as if there were nothing of crisis nature imminent. The only way progress is made is simply to be and to move forward. Our endeavors will be toward enlightening the masses, setting up our network, moving forward as if infinity. Infinity is the word. There is no beginning and no end. We simply continue to move. Always endeavor to move to the light of our radiant one and our God, the universal force. The rest will take care of itself. I have watched you, and I know that you are extremely eager to begin to know of the overall plan. I'm not at liberty to share the overall plan, but I can tell you now that those ones of you are being trained, taught to be receivers of information so that things can be accomplished in your dimension connected with ours. We are making our major thrust in the areas of the galactic contacts. We won't discuss the religious, as you would call them, or spiritual hierarchy at this point. I should never use the term religious because it conjures up such an image in the minds of you humans. And it is not suitable that that image be conjured up. I am speaking of our masters and on up through the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th dimension. And I say 10th dimension simply because that is the universal dimension where one always strives to be. We will deal at this particular time with our dimension, which will be known for purposes of this discussion as the fourth dimension, and what will be transpiring upon your planet with you ones. As each moves along, each will receive instruction from his or her particular commander. In this case, of those ones with you. And let me back up a bit. For Oberle and Dorma Ibnu, I am their commander. Dorma takes exception to that because she knows she has equality. But she's a good sport. As the case is with the one here with us right now, with Soltec, he is her commander. With that one, Richard, he is quite surprised to find there is no Althena here. There is only Commander Athena. This one comes from Venus. And the dear one has goose pimples again. We have done much growing. Much, much growing. These two dear ones have grown magnificently within the past few days. The plan will be, and this is very, very briefly, as you are all new into this, and it is interesting and fun to discuss these things, I am not allowed to give you what you would call secret information. There will be a global network established, and each will be given their instructions as we move forward. Each one being trained with a special link, with a special commander, will be located at various places to set up the operating network, the individual centers. And all of those on this continent will be locked in to this area where the major crystal resides, is a good word. This will be the central home office if we were an insurance company. And let me assure you, this is the best insurance policy this world has ever known. I cannot in good faith enlighten you much farther than that. As these dear ones open up to their own commanders to receive, their jobs will be made very clear to them. They will know where they need to be as far as their physical locations. As I said to you this morning, it gives great confidence, great support to work in teams. It is a little more difficult for these two ones. They have great affinity for each other's energies, and that is wonderful. I have not inquired as to their overall plan because it is none of my business. But I would surmise that they will work very closely together on this particular project. I am acting as the spokesman simply because they do not understand that it is as easy to converse as it is from me to you. The little one sitting here having to keep her mouth shut again, that is not what she prefers to do. But you do see how simple it is. And it is simply a matter of understanding that those ones of us are always at ready and most often available. There will be those ones who come in between, as does Leah for you. Those ones that are always available to respond. As with Dorma and with Oberle, you had Aphis. You have been given names of energies. These are so that you always have someone that you can call by your label that calls the higher energies should that be required. There is an incredible amount of energy at this moment radiating from your residence. So you see the value of sharing this meditation energy. Although at this point, they are torn between your location and being here with us. We see the energies moving back and forth, but basically, we are sitting here together in a different dimension. I hesitate to use the term patience once more, but there are many energies in your dimension that have to be brought into a lineup situation where the network can finally be established. Just as in construction, and Richard will understand this, you have to have your foundation. Then you have to have your supports. And then, as in an electrical installation, before you throw the final switch, all of the circuitry has to be worked out. All of the transformers have to be working properly. That when you open the switch and the network itself becomes operational, there are no explosions. The transformers don't overheat and blow up. And with these energies being poured into the project, it will be astounding to all of you at how smoothly the final project operates. I probably have diverted from your subject. overly. If I have, I apologize. There is great joy here today. And you get saddled with asking questions. There is great joy here today.
All of that information is most useful, and we thank you for that. There are a few additional questions that we might ask. Apparently many of the different commanders then will have different contacts here. Is Kielta the commander of a fleet?
Oh yes, oh yes. Kielta comes from the third galaxy. He has a tremendous fleet, thousands of ships.
And he will be working with Wally and Jim.
That is my understanding. I have not spoken again with Kielta about that. But each one who was brought into your dwelling was drawn there for a specific reason at the request of individual commanders. The little bird is getting to be a cannibal.
I suppose that's true. but he's given up on the toes now, so perhaps he can be allowed to...
It's of no consequence, dear ones here.
Would it be possible to ask Soltek a few questions at this time?
Yes, it certainly would. I would surmise that Commander Soltek might wish to speak directly to or through Joyce, if she feels prepared. If not, perhaps I can continue to be the mouthpiece. Let us see how it goes. What is it that you would wish to know?
Richard and Joyce would like to know the origin, the location, geophysical location of Soltek. Exactly which planet that he comes from.
I'm allowing Soltek to communicate with that one rather than butt in, and she's having a little trouble with the... Let me explain. When a question is asked that is dear to the one requiring the information, they vacillate backwards and forwards for a few moments until they settle in and begin to receive the information. When Commander Soltek has communicated that to Joyce, I would suggest Joyce simply open her mouth and speak the answer. Or if she prefers, take up her pen and write the answer and speak the words as she spells them. You are monitoring Oberly. You may have to consciously suggest to her. You see, once they're up here, they don't want to play down there anymore.
Joyce, can you give us the answer from Soltek now?
Whether she understands it or not, they are heavy into conversation. She has tuned me out. She knows she is receiving, and yet she will not accept it at this point. Just be patient a moment longer. Let us leave those ones for a moment. She needs to converse with her commander.
Very well.
You had a question from them earlier. Perhaps we could discuss that while they are working out their communication.
Yes, I did. They have a contact whose name is spelled O-J-I-G-H. I don't know the pronunciation of that.
Ouija.
Ouija? Ouija? Okay.
Just Ouija.
Ouija. They've been advised by Ouija to go to the coast. Can you clarify what that might have to do with our project?
Yes, I can clarify that. You ones must continue to function on Earth plane. These ones have much both personal interrelations to be resolved. And as always the case, one must continue to function on the surface of the earth. There must be wherewithal, there must be jobs, there must be whatever you need to function. And there are things that these ones must resolve. And if Ouija has suggested that they go to the coast, it has more to do with their personal situation than it does with the project. At this moment, the project is in its beginning stages of training you ones as receivers and responders. I apologize for putting it in such mechanical terms, but that's what it is. There are receiving stations and transmitting stations.
We understand mechanical terms more easily than anything else, so that's most helpful.
There is one that is very, very dear to the one Joyce. She will not be comfortable until she sees that this one is at peace. And there is one that Richard needs to meet with regarding livelihood. They should relax, take their time, enjoy their trip. Things are working very well, as you would say, behind the scenes. But I would caution them. Do not get completely absorbed in the activities of the day-to-day. Continue your daily practices with the energies. You have made a major leap this very day, and you will be completely opened up. Maintain that channel, and to maintain that channel requires practice. Just do not get absorbed into your life activities to the exclusion of this practice period. It has been a little different with Dorma and Oberle. And let me explain labels. If you wish another label, there are plenty that could be given to you from the higher dimensions. It has been mandatory that the ones, Doris and EJ, be given additional labels for their own protection, because they are putting forth information that must go under a pen name, as you refer to those phony names. And because these are the central link to the network, they have to have other names other than their earth names to protect them. And as you need this protection, should you need this protection, it will be requested that you also work under the label of a name that we will give to you. It is a contact name. Do you feel that I have made that clear, Oberle?
Yes, and you have anticipated one of our questions, as usual. From appearances, Joyce may be now ready to talk with Soltec. Would you agree?
We have a different kind of a problem. Let me insert this for their benefit, because you see, when you turn over a conscious question back into the mind, if you will, there is a momentary draw. As with Dorma, at this point, her conscious mind is for all practical purposes, sleeping. And by passing her by, does not bring her back into consciousness. It would help if you ask the question on a conscious level so that she does not have to, she doesn't understand that she doesn't need to, that Commander Soltec already knows her question. But you see, she has verbalized a question to you to relay. It would be easier for her if you ask the question and simply allow Commander Soltec to respond in whichever is the most comfortable mode.
Very good.
And I might insert one other thing. You see, she would be more comfortable with the board. But perhaps we need to grow and let us see. I believe that the commander would be very happy to either speak or to write.
Well, again, you've anticipated our thoughts, and that was that the transition from the board would be most useful at this point. And Joyce, I will ask the question for you so that you won't have to bother with it.
Commander is ready.
Commander Soltec, we would like to know your geophysical origin, the planet from which you come. I missed that. Could you say it louder, please? Maldek? Thank you.
Maldek? That is why he does not reside there now.
And
would you have her repeat that? We will try to get this onto your tape so that they might refer to this. So repeat what she says.
I believe she said Maldek.
And then she followed it with something else.
Could you repeat the other statement, please? Can you tell us your connection to Venus at this time, please?
One moment, Oberle. I believe that she said Helix.
Helix?
Question her.
No, she says she does not say Helix.
All right.
I think she asked for the connect.
I am simply monitoring. I do not wish to intrude, but I think that they would enjoy having this recorded. So if you can listen carefully to what she says, then we can relay it onto this tape. Preferably, if you simply speak loudly enough, the little one will not have to intrude at all.
Very well. Commander Soltec, through Joyce now, could you tell us if you have a current connection with Venus. I do, was the answer. Is the energy Ouija to serve in a capacity similar to our Leah?
Overly remove the speaking mechanism, the microphone, and hold it.
We now have the microphone nearby you, so you should be able to speak very easily Commander Soltek's responses to these questions. We were asking if Ouija would be the same as Sarna or Tuita and Leah.